This is the local VK5 news segment. Now news from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club.
Hello, this is Jeff from the 10 Meter Rebroadcast Station and the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club. Yes, we are still alive and mucking about with radio. It's just that we don't like to make a big fuss about it. In fact, the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club has been mucking about with radios for 100 years. On the 14th of December, 1922, the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club became registered and reported having 15 members. Today the club is still mucking about with radio and still has 15 members. Not the same 15 that started the club, although, looking about, some questions may be asked. So keep a lookout in the coming weeks for the club's special call sign, VK5 ALM 100. A good opportunity to try out that new radio I'm sure Santa intends to drop into your Christmas stocking this year, and collect a shiny new QSL card to match. Talk slow and help the old guys out. I'm Jeff, VK5HEL, on behalf of the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club and VK5 ALM 100. Cheers all.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of WISE Australia and its committee. Some exciting news in the official event award. The trophy and award has been issued to WISE Australia by the organisers of the Shannon's Adelaide Rally. WISE South Australia, led by Lewis Coleshill, VK5 FLY, have provided a key service, crucial on event and legally so pre-event. A great effort and recognition richly deserved. Thanks for your stellar organisation and comms everywhere. It was great. Our rally would be the poorer without you. In fact, I wouldn't run any event without you. This statement and award is a reflection of all our volunteer ham radio operators who provide such professionalism in the field, so give yourselves a pat on the back for your great efforts for being part of this winning team. Last weekend, over the 25th to 27th of November, WISE South Australia and its wonderful, dedicated and skilled volunteers provided radio communications and backup logistics support for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally 2022, which was a massive exercise covering 30 different stages across the Adelaide Hills, Mount Lofty Ranges and Southern Fleuro regions. It took an army of highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers to cover this event and all the stages with radio communications and a logging of nearly 400 vehicles being provided at every stage, start and finish points, along with a few stages having SOS points mid-stage of the course manned by ham radio operators. And it was a massive commitment by all who volunteered across the 3 days of the event. And a big thank you from the committee to those volunteers who provided their time and skills over the 3 days of the event and displayed the professionalism of our hobby, and the rally organisers are truly thankful to you all who were so willing to assist on the stages of the rally. WISE South Australia and its volunteers utilised the Adelaide Link repeater network for most of the communications back to rally control, which was based at Theberden for incident management and coordination, and the Link repeater network worked faultlessly and provided tremendous coverage across all 30 of the rally stages. And what a great asset the Link repeater network is for amateur radio operators. But more importantly, if a disaster was to occur within South Australia, it would complement and support the South Australian Government, emergency services, community and complementing the GRN network. The Committee of WISE Australia wish to say thank you to all amateurs for permitting us to use the repeaters for very minimal interruptions, and we hope that it didn't hinder your amateur radio activities over those 3 days. Don't forget tonight, Sunday the 4th of December, the WISE South Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Link repeater network, and I look forward to chatting to you all in the night tonight at 2000 hours. We will also be having a rally debrief on the night for all volunteers who are involved in the rally on the net. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you at the next event. 73 all, and stay safe.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's nearly Christmas, and that means that the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner will be next Friday, the 9th of December. So get to the club rooms for a 6:30 p.m. start. There will be the usual fare of chicken and chips and pizza, plus cool drinks and tea and coffee. So please bring along a salad or sweets to share, and you may also bring along your own favourite beverage to celebrate with on the night. Now, the cost is $10 per head at the door, and we're going to have a special speaker, Mr. Peter Bowley, from the Royal Flying Doctor Service. So that's the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner next Friday, the 9th of December. And the usual activities that the North East Radio Club indulges in are still going on. There's the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And there's also the F Troop Net every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Now, if you wonder what this Linked Repeater Network's all about, then why don't you go to the website? Yes, if you Google vk5.repeaters.network, you will see the Linked Repeater Network website. And there's lots of good photos there, showing you what they look like, the towers and all the equipment, and also big details about what the repeaters are and what they run and their frequencies and so forth. And yes, it's worth a good look, and then you'll know what they look like. So thanks very much for all the people involved in the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS for the 4th of December 2022. The AHARS traditional luncheon was held last Sunday at the Belair Hotel, and they did a great job. The only complaints I had was both the turkey serve and the Yorkshire pudding were too big, and some people had to leave some. Shirley worked her usual magic with the raffles. Thanks, Shirley, for your great effort. The AHARS calendar for 2022, version 5. December the 9th, 2022, Friday lunch at the Blackwood RSL, confirmed. December the 23rd, Friday lunch at the Blackwood RSL, confirmed. January the 15th, the AHARS picnic at the Marion RSL. More details soon. No more general meetings until the AGM on the 16th of February 2023. The next AHARS general meeting will be the AGM, and it will be held at the Buck, the starting time 7:30. We will be calling for volunteers to stand for positions on the committee. Barry and I will be retiring from our positions, so we will need a president and a vice president at least. I will send out a document outlining what each position on the committee is expected to do, and I'll also send out more nomination forms. March the 16th will be a members buy and sell, so rummage through the stuff you have not used for a long time and see what you can pass on to other members. Your subs for 2023 are due on the 1st of January, and we'll send out renewal details next week. That's all for this week. Stay healthy and safe, and talk to you again next week.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Last weekend saw the 2022 VKFF Activation Weekend take place, and by all accounts it was very well patronised. Tim VK5AV activated Johnston's Creek Flora Reserve in VK3 on Saturday. He believes that it was the first time the park has been activated, according to Parks and Peaks anyway. Tim made 37 contacts, including some 23 park-to-park contacts and one SOTA. All were on 40 metres, mostly single sideband, with two being CW. He was planning to do another park, but squid pole issues prevented that. David VK3TUN activated four parks, Stuart Mill and Gower Nature Conservation Reserves on the Saturday, followed by Dalyanong and Tunstall's Nature Conservation Reserves on the Sunday. A total of 147 QSOs, with 48 being park to park. All four parks are situated near the town of St. Annard in Western Victoria. Well done, Tim and David. Our club president, Peter VK5BE, has been AWOL for a number of days now as he assists Wison in providing the comms for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally. Following that, he will be acting as a flag marshal at the Adelaide 500 event street circuit. In case you had not realised, Peter is a devoted petrol head and long-time member of the South East Automobile Car Club here in Mount Gambier. There is now only 1 week to go before our 2022 Christmas barbecue. Fingers are crossed for some nice weather, although the venue has a large undercover area should the heavens decide to treat us with contempt. We hope to see many of our own members turn up, along with a good few from the Narracourt Club and the Portland and South West Victoria Clubs as well. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.